I'm with Lucinda Fredericks. You're always a crowd pleaser, Lucinda, and everybody was rooting nice. For you. Yeah, it must be. It must be lovely, but everyone was rooting for you out there, and I don't think you failed to disappoint.
No, I mean, I enjoy the dressage. I've had a few I'm going through a bit of a transitional time with him at the moment, with a new strength and a new frame and stuff. And what I was really pleased about was he held it even in the conditions. You know, some horses that the wet ground really helps. You know, bring Prada here, it would, you know, keep her on the ground a little bit more. But it is quite slippy in there. And studs won't make one iota of difference. It's not that sort of slippiness. You know, and we had a window of 20 minutes when it was quite nice, wasn't it? And we were all in the canteen watching Tim Litz going, yes, the sun's coming. And then I came out, got on my horse and went, oh. And I walked up here with Neil Spratt and we both looked at each other and said, ah, no hope. The sun has gone. But very pleased with him. He's a totally genuine horse. I think he's only 12 now. You know, and he came from, you know, nothing. He was in a riding school environment in Germany as a 7-year-old, and I got him just before Christmas. And he did, you know, his 1 and 2 star qualifications as a 8-year-old. He did, I think, Le Moulin, and I know he did 3-star at 9 years old, 3 and 4-star at the Olympics at 10 years old. And then last year I went to Le Moulin and Po, but of course I had that accident. And that really did set me back, you know, as a mentally, as a rider. And thanks to him, and of course I had Britt, who I was jumping at home, which just gave me such a lot of confidence, and Prada. So I had 3 lovely horses to get me back in the game. They've now gone. Prada's breeding foals, and Britt, as you know, is gone. And, you know, I'm very lucky to have this horse. And Richard Ames, who bought him with me from Donald Reed straight after the Olympics, saved the horse going to America. So we're very pleased to have him, and he's a genuine horse, and I think he's got a lot more to go. I think one day he'll come in and do a stunning test. He's only just getting a bit of strength to his trot work, and he's nearly so much of a gentleman. He doesn't quite say, oh, I'll just leave it to me, I'll get on with it. But I'm hoping on Saturday that's what he's going to do. We've had a little bit of a patchy spring because I went to Fontainebleau, which was great. And then, of course, Withington was cancelled, which was my big advance run. So I went down to Bicton, and the team down there did a great job running it in really bad conditions. So I had a little OI run. But he's very fit, and I'm just hoping it doesn't, you know, team down too much for everybody, because it is a huge pleasure and privilege to be able to come back here, and with such a lovely horse, you know, it's a challenge.
Well, we're thrilled for you, and we wish you the very best of luck on Saturday.